It's 2022 in America, and you better well know that you should show no traces of having American pride. God forbid you wave the red, white, and blue. God forbid you stand for the national anthem. How dare you, you awful, backwards, racist bigot. But hey, guess what? It's Pride Month. So you better well have worn your rainbow sprinkles and whatever else it is. And you better have thrown on some glitter, rainbow glue onto your face. Put a little flag in the corner of your house that shows that you just love, love, love it so much. That's what being American is all about these days. Pride. Which is why in Dallas, of course, because it's the month where we just have to take it, there was a drag show. And they called that show, as they advertised it, Drag the Kids to Pride. Of course, this featured men dressed up as women who were underdressed. And here is a clip of that, which I will walk you guys through. There we go. Walking what looks to be a seven-year-old child. Little boy who's clearly uncomfortable. He's making awkward movements with his hands, but the adults around him are clapping, so this must be good. Telling him to strike a pose. Oh, now we've got a little girl and a little boy being told to strike a pose with the remarkably underdressed man. I mean, I can't even believe the kind of adults in this room that think that this is normal and not utterly traumatizing to a small child. Why does a child need to be in what looks like a nightclub that has a sign on it that says, it's not gonna lick itself? That's what the end of the runway, there is a sign that reads, it's not gonna lick itself. Who are the parents that brought their child to this, and why do they do it? Because, oh, well, of course, they wanna be able to show their friends on social media that I'm so woke and I'm so, you know, I'm so supportive of the homosexual agenda and the LGBTQIA RST agenda that I even bring my child, dragged my child to a drag show, a child that should not be exposed to anything overtly sexual, a child that should not be seeing a man wearing fishnets with a big wig and all this makeup on anywhere, by the way, anywhere would be inappropriate to see this. But I want to show my friends on social media that I'm loving, and love is love. Love is love. So I dragged my kid to a drag show. He should be at the park, but I'm taking him to a drag show instead. Then this appeared of a stripper actually accepting cash from a small child. A small child putting cash into the thong of a stripper. I can't even believe I'm saying that this actually happened. This girl looks to be about 5 years old to me. 5 years old? And the stripper posted it on social media because that's what it's all about, guys. It's all about scoring the likes from your friends. And the post that actually accommodated this, the stripper wrote, "This little girl was at brunch a few weeks ago and her family was encouraging her to tip and engage with me. It's always so refreshing to see families actively destigmatizing and changing narratives around bodies and sexuality. At the end, her mom came up to me and said, thank you for showing her that being a strong woman is okay. And I told her, no, thank you for exposing her to burlesque and for encouraging her to experience it." Here's the thing. I think my favorite part of that quotation is the active destigmatizing and changing of the narratives. Let me tell you something as a mom. I don't want to actively destigmatize this. I want to stigmatize this. I want to stigmatize children being around half-naked adults putting cash into their thongs. I'm comfortable with that stigma. Am I the only one who's comfortable with that stigma? I'm okay with actually saying, nope, this is a step too far. This is perverse. Stay away from my child. If I saw that walking down the street toward my child, I'd probably call the police, because that's what should happen. What you are doing is you are traumatizing children. What kind of sick parent at a restaurant says, here's a dollar. Go put that into the panties of a stripper to their five-year-old daughter. And then what? Their five-year-old daughter, years on, is going to get into drugs and sexuality. They're going, I just don't know how this happened. I don't know how it is that my daughter turned out this way. Guess what, mom? Maybe it's because you were putting $5 bills. You had her putting $5 bills into the thongs of strippers and then had the strippers posting it. As if that's not traumatizing enough. It's on the internet forever. I cannot deal with the way that this society is going into. What we're talking about really is this forceful sexual education that is happening for young children. And by the way, it's not any sort of an education other than to say that you should be sexualized at a very young age. And this has been going on for a very long time in this country. I talk to you guys all the time about the book that Thomas Sowell wrote that every person should read, called Inside the American Education System. And in it, he talks about how this push began in the 70s when Planned Parenthood got into the classrooms. Before that, sex ed wasn't taught in school. That was something that was left to the parents to talk about at home in a way that they deemed appropriate. But then they said, everybody's having sex. Planned Parenthood, of course, financial incentives, buy our stuff, birth control pills, all the things that Planned Parenthood loves. They got into the classroom. Next, I'm going to talk to you about the latest perverse thing that Planned Parenthood did. But first, I'm going to talk to you about Legacy Box. I think every family has somewhere tucked away an old shoebox of old photos and maybe some videos and camcorders of their family. The solution is Legacy Box. It's the simplest and safest way to digitally preserve all of your aging videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures so that they are preserved forever. I mean, imagine the relief knowing that all those cherished memories like Christmas mornings and your baby's first steps are safe from fires and water damage and preserved for years to come. I received my Legacy Box and it was so easy to use. I threw everything in there, all the memories of my sisters, my grandparents, and I shipped it off. The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening right now. Go to legacybox.com/Candace to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/Candace for 50% off. legacybox.com/Candace. What is Planned Parenthood up to today? Well, check out their social media post during Pride Month. This is real. This is a social media post that reads, it's a photo, a step-by-step guide of how to wear a strap-on. Step one, wear the harness. Step two, insert the dildo in the ring. Step three, regulate the harness. And step four, have fun, guys. The caption that accompanied this post reads, did you know a strap-on is a harness that's used to hold a dildo or other penetrative sex toy that you can use with a partner? Just make sure to clean your sex toy with warm water and mild soap after using it with a partner. This is not a special category, you know, on Instagram. It's not like, hey, if you scroll through Instagram, you're not going to see this if you're a child or too young or a virgin. No, they want you to see this. This is the normalization of sexuality for children. Don't feel weird at all about the fact that Planned Parenthood is telling your children how to strap on a dildo, parents. This is normal. This is the woke culture that we have arrived in. I've got to tell you guys about this recent insane headline that I came across. But first, I'm going to talk to you about Birch Gold. Fear of out-of-control inflation is hammering the stock market. The S&P 500 is having its worst start to the year since World War II. That being said, now might be a good time for you to diversify into gold, the most stable asset in history. And Birch Gold is the company that I trust to help you convert an IRA or a 401k into an IRA in gold and silver. That's right. Not only will Birch Gold help you fortify your savings with precious metals, they'll help you do it in a tax-sheltered account. Text Candace to 989898 to get started with your free, no-obligation info kit on gold from Birch Gold. They are the precious metals professionals. Text Candace to 989898 and secure your savings now. And speaking of woke culture, I just absolutely could not and could believe this headline about a trans species individual. We've got a guy, a woman actually. It's very hard to tell in this picture because they have done a lot to mutilate their body, who goes by Dragon Lady, spent $75,000 to transform into a trans species reptilian. You know what? I'm actually going to defend this Dragon Lady because why not? Why not, right? We're pretending that there's no such thing as right and wrong and truth and fiction, so why not? Why can't, if I can say that I can just pick my gender, right, and you can encourage a young boy to mutilate his body, to chop off his penis, then you go, magically, you're a woman. And you know that's not true, of course, but we're pretending it is. So why can't we simultaneously pretend that this person who has completely mutilated their body has split their tongue in half, if you can see this photo, why can't they pretend to be a lizard? Where do we stop? Where's the red line? Where do we go, oh, no, actually, that's mental illness. It's either all mental illness or none of it's mental illness, right? What is stopping us from being able to say, or I should say rather, What is it that gives us the permission to tell a person who believes that they are trans-abled, that's actually a thing, so there are people that are walking around saying that they identified as a disabled individual. Well, why can't that person walk into a clinic and say, hey, cut my arm off, doc. This is what I identify as. If you can tell a child that they can cut off their private parts, if you can tell a young adult they can cut off their private parts and play pretend, what gives us the right to tell people that they can't play pretend and cut their arms off and say that they're disabled? Where are we drawing the line as a society with all of this insanity? Either we have the courage to call it all insanity, right? Or we say nothing and we see where our society treads toward. Thanks for joining me on this segment of Candace. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To listen to the full show, become a member at dailywire.com/subscribe.